How you doing there? Welcome back to Babylon Talmud. Today we're studying Daf Samach Beis, Daf 62 of Masechta Bava Metzia. Friends. Yo, what time is Yontif? I keep on forgetting. 6:37. Oh, I have exactly an hour. I hope that this Daf won't be an hour. Wait, why is this? Is this? Oh, it's paused? Interesting. How did it get paused? Okay. I hope that this stuff won't be an hour, especially because we're not really going to get that far on Samach Beis and Beis, but we do have a bunch to do, not a ton, but some to do on Samach Aleph and Beis. There is a very famous Gemara on today's stuff, and it's a good stuff. Okay. I don't think that there's too much like explaining to do. I don't think. Okay, here we go. We're going to start it off. Samach Aleph Amud Beis. Two lines into the wide lines at the two dots. Ve'ezu tarbis. What is ribis, right? What's tarbis? We had said ezu neshech. What's neshech? It's, you know, Shimon lends Reuven 4 dinars and asks for 5 dinars in return. We said, what's tarbis? Hamabe beperis ketzalokach imenu chitim bedinar zov v'chule. That was that sort of a very detailed scenario where Reuven gave 25 silver dinars to Shimon for a core of wheat, and then Shimon returned it to him, but it was 30, and then he wanted the wine, and he transferred it, but he didn't have the wine, that whole thing. Fine. Atukolani da aminon arhashta lav ribis hu. So 1 second. We say, what's tarbis? I think this shot, like, what's tarbis, i.e., what's ribis? And we say, you know, this whole scenario with the wheat and the dinars and all that stuff. Does that mean that up until now, when we're talking about when Shimon lends Reuven 4 dinars and asks for 5 in return, that's not ribis? So at the Kulani Daminun Arhasha Lav Ribisu, what was that? Not ribis, the initial examples? Says a babo that the first examples in the Mishnah are Midah Oraisa, and from this point on is now Midah Rabbanan. V'chein Omer Rove Ad Kan Shel Teira Mikan Ve'elech Shel Devarim, that the first examples in the Mishnah are Midah Oraisa, the second examples are Midah Rabbanan. Ad Kan Yochin Rosh V'Yilbash Tzadik, and this is going to be the discussion of our daf for the first significant chunk, which is Yochin Rosh V'Yilbash Tzadik, that a evildoer prepares, and a righteous fellow will adorn. Meaning, if you have, for example, a father who loaned with interest, and he received the interest, and then he died, and the son inherited the interest, the son can keep the interest. So the father, the evil father, prepared, and the righteous child will benefit from it. So again, so ad kan yochid roshe vilbash tzadik, that until this point, so the first scenario by the ribis de oraisa, the ribis ktsutsa, the son can keep the son who inherits the ribis can keep it. Ad period. So ad kan vesulo, what do you mean? So by ribis de oraisa, the son can keep it, but by ribis de rabbonon, the son would have to give it back. That makes no sense. Ribis d'orais is obviously more stringent than d'rabbanon. Ela afilu ad kan yochin rosho vilbash tzadik. Even until this point. Meaning, yeah, of course, by avak ribis, by ribis d'rabbanon, if the father dies and the son inherits the money, the son can keep it. But even by the d'orais ribis, by a loan, where Shimon lends Reuven 4 and asks for 5 in return, and then Shimon dies and the child inherits it, the child can even keep that ribis d'oraisa ad kan ribis ktsutsa mikan ve'elech avok ribis. That until, right, the first scenario was ribis ktsutsa, ribis d'oraisa, and the second scenario is ribis d'rabbanan is avok ribis, secondary ribis. Omer Rabbi Elazar. Now we're going to see a machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan about, do you need to return ribis? Omer Rabbi Elazar, ribis ktsutsa yotze b'dayon. So Rabbi Elazar says that ribis midah oraisa, the judges in court can, make the guy can collect it, right? If Shimon collected Ribis Ketzutza, so Shimon says to Reuven, you know, I'm going to lend you 4 dinars, but you have to pay me back 5 dinars. So Bezdin could say, hey, Shimon, you have to give back, I imagine it's the interest, you have to give back the extra dinar, you have to give it back to Reuven. Avok Ribis, but Ribis Midir Abonon, Eino Yotza Bidayonin. The court would not say that, you know, does not make Shimon give it back. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Afilu Ribis Ketzutza Nami Eino Yotza Bidayonin. It says Rabbi Yochanan that even Ribis Ketzutza, even Ribis Midaraisa, the Bezdin does not force Shimon to return it to Reuven. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, my time to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yitzchak says, how come Rabbi Yochanan says that Bezdin does not require Shimon to return it, to return even Ribis Ketzutza? Because the pasuk says, "Beneshech nosan v'saibis lokach," that he gave with neshech and he took back tarbis, i.e., interest. V'chay lo yichye, and he will not live. It's called to'evo se'elo also, and he did all these bad things. Lemisa nitan, right? So v'chay lo yichye, he won't live; he will die. If somebody lends with ribis, so he's gonna die. Misa bidei shamayim. That's his punishment. His punishment is misa bidei shemayim. His punishment is not that he has to return the ribis, even if it's ribis midoraisu. Ravada bar Ahava Amar Amar Kro says Ravada bar Ahava that the pasuk says Al tikach meito neshech v'sarbis v'yareis melekecho. The pasuk says that do not take neshech and tarbis and fear God. The mora nitan that you should be fearful of God and the punishment that will be meted out, v'lo le'eshavon, but not to give it back. You should be scared, but you don't need to give it back. Rava Omer migufe dekro shmi'ele, from that pasuk itself, the pasuk that we quoted first, from Yechezkel, it also says, what does it say? Mos yumos domov bo'yiyeh, that he shall surely die, and his blood will be in him, hukshu malve ribis, the shofchei domim. That the interest loaners are compared to blood spillers, just like somebody who kills and spills blood, there's nothing you can do to kind of get retribution, or you know, to fix it. So also somebody lends with interest, you can't just like return it and say, okay, we're equal. No, there's no such thing. There's no way around that. Okay, fine. So we saw different psukim that support Rabbi Yochanan that malve beribis, that even by ribis ketzutza, Bezdin cannot require Shimon to return the ribis to Reuven. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, my time to Elazar. Rav Nachman Yitzchok says, how come Elazar says that by ribis ketzutza Shimon would be required to return it to Reuven? The Omer Kor, because the pasuk says v'cheyachicha imoch ahaderlei, or the pasuk says that your brother shall live with you. Return the ribis. Shimon should return the ribis to Reuven k'eichi dinechei ba'adoch, so that Reuven can live among with you. He doesn't have to be subject to interest. Shimon should return the interest to Reuven so that he could live among you in a chilled out kind of way. This is a famous Gemara. I'd say a very famous Gemara. I think most people have probably heard of it. I think it's the first time we're seeing it. The Bi'urchan learns from V'chei'achicha Imach that your brother shall live with you. What does that mean? What does the Bi'urchan do with it? Because Rabbi Elazar says that it means that Shimon should return the ribis. What does Rabbi Yochanan say? He uses it for the following brayse. Shnayim she'imahalchem baderech. If you have two people walking on the way, v'yad echon meim kiton shel moim, and only one of them has water, im sheisen shneim meisim, if they split the water, both of them will die. V'im sheisen echon meim, now if one of them drinks the water, so magia liyishuv, so he will survive, and the other one will die. So if one person drinks all of the water, he will survive, and the other one will die. If they split the water, they will both die. Darish ben Pateru, Mutav she yishtu shneim v'yamusu v'yirei echad mehem b'misasu shel chaveru. Better that they should split the water and they will both die rather than one of them take the water and, you know, see his friend die while he lives. Ajibara Bakiva v'limeid, until Rabbi Akiva came and he taught, v'chayachicho imach, that your brother shall live with you, chayecho, kedmin l'chayi chavercho, that your life comes before the life of your friend. And I guess the person who has the money, who has the water, should drink it and survive. That's what he learns out from v'chayachicho imach, but not to say that Shimon returns the interest to Reuven. Meis ve'rivakasha an Rib Yechonon. He niach loim aviem ma'os shel ribis. If a father bequeaths to his sons when he dies money of interest, afapishe yodim shein shel ribis, even though the heirs know that this money is from interest, einon chayovin lachziron, they have no obligation to return the interest money. Look at the Goros Abach. He says, "Inu hu de'ein chayovin la'achzir." They do not need to return this interest money, this ill-begotten gains to Reuven. Ho'avien chayv la'achzir, but their father Shimon would have to return the money to Reuven. So there you see, from the fact that it says that the heirs do not need to return the money, that implies they don't need to, but their father would have to. Sounds like Rabbi Elazar, not like Rabbi Yochanan. And for the Gemara, no, you can explain like Rabbi Yochanan that the father also does not need to return the money. But then, Shimon, the father, also does not need to return the money to Reuven. Okay, so what's the with the Brisa, which makes it, you know, which implies that the father would have to return the money. Right, where am I? But dinu da avu anami lo mechayev la'achzir ve'aydi dekaboi lemisne seifo. But the reason why we say that the children don't need to return it, implying that the father would need to return it, is because since the seifo says, hiniach loem oviem pore vitalis v'chodover mesuyim, if their father had stolen a cow or a cloak or anything recognizable, anything specific that the people will see it and be like, oh yeah, that's the cow that Shimon stole from Reuven. So, v'chodover mesuyim, anything recognizable, chayovin le'achzir, they would have to return it, mipnei kvod aviem, because of the honor of their father. Right? In order that nobody should speak disparagingly and embarrassingly about their deceased father. So, in that case, they would return it. So because we're talking about in that case, they, you know, we're talking about the heirs and that they should return it. So Tninami Reisha, so we also teach in the Reisha that Bididhu, from their perspective, that they don't need to return the ribis to Reuven. But the truth is, it's not just them who don't need to return it, but even their father Shimon would also not need to return the ribis to Reuven. V'hane mipnei kvod aviem mimechayve. We've seen this Gemara before. Where have we seen this Gemara? Bava Kama. So, we just said that it's talking about a scenario where the father stole something recognizable, and now the children, the heirs, should return it, you know, out of the honor of their father, that nobody should speak negatively about their father when they see this stolen item. But, if their father was a thief, why would they have any obligation to return this item out of the honor of their father, that nobody should speak negatively about their father? Krikan, I should apply the pasuk over here, v'nosi ba'am cholo sa'or, that a leader in your nation, ba'am cholo sa'or, do not curse, ba'ose ma'ase amcho, when he's behaving as people within the nation should be behaving, but if they are not, but if someone is not behaving, then there's no problem with cursing them and speaking negatively about them. So why did these heirs have an obligation to return these recognizable objects out of the honor of their father? There is no honor for their father. Their father was a shtunk. So ba'osam ha'ase amcha, k'do amr ha'pinchis, mishmei de'rovi, b'shos ha'tshuva, achonayim b'shos ha'tshuva. It's talking about where the father had done tshuva. And because he had done tshuva, so he was ba'amcha. In the end, he was a good guy. He also tshuva, my boy gabe. Well, if he did tshuva, then why does he still have the stolen goods? So shalois b'klachzi ha'tshmeis, well, he didn't have an opportunity to return them before he died. But he did do tshuva. He just dropped dead before he had the opportunity to return these items. So the children are returning it for the father. Okay, fine. So the children are returning these items for the father. And we say that the children do not need to return ribbis. And Rabbi Yochanan would say neither would the father. Meisve. We have another kasha. Gazlonin, umalve ribbis. Thieves and those who lend with ribbis. Afal pisha gavu, even though they collected. Machzirin, they have to return it. Gazlonin, mayaf al pishe gavu ika. Now, what does it mean? What does it mean? Right, I understand those who loan with interest, even though they collected, they need to return it. What does it mean? A thief who collects? What thieves steal? What are they collecting? Igazlo, if they stole, then they stole. Ilo gazlo, if they didn't steal, gazlonin karislu, would they be called thieves? They didn't steal. So Kilanas, either you're a thief or you're not a thief. You don't like, what's a thief collecting? So Ella Ema Gazlonin Umainiu Maviribis. We're talking about thieves, but what kind of thieves? Thieves who, right, those who lend with interest. Afal Pisha Gavu Machzirin. And we're saying that those who lend with interest, even though they have collected, they must return it. So we take see that we have a braisa saying that you do need to return interest. So tanoi. So you want to say that it is a machlokes tanoim, right? So it's a kasha and Rabbi Yochanan says you don't have to return it. So it's a machlokes tanoim. The tanya that we learn in a braisa. Ibn Nechemya, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, potrin es amalve, mesarim pnei sheish ben kum ese. That Rabbi Nechemya and Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov potrin es amalve mesarim say that the loaner and the guarantor, they do not, they would be potter from Malkis, for violating a lav, mipnei sheish ben kum ese, because they can fix what they did. They can, right, so it becomes a lav anita klase, a negative commandment, for which there is a positive commandment to remedy it. Meaning, if you lent with interest, and collected with interest, pay it back. And then you will not be chayev malchus. So we see, so according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov and Rabbi Nechemya, somebody who loans with interest would have to pay it back. Now, the implication would be then that the Tanakhama would hold that they would not have to pay it back. My kum esse, what is the kum esse? Lav mishum damina luhu kumu ahadoru? Is it not? Is the positive commandment not that we say, hey people, go and return it? Mechlad the Tanakama sover and plan the Tanakama holds, lav bnei adureninu, like Rabbi Yochanan, that you do not need to return it. So we want to say it's machloikes tanoim that Reb Nechemya and Reb Lez bin Yaakov hold like Reb Elazar that you have to return it. And the Tanakam would hold like Rabbi Yochanan that you would not have to return it. Okay, the ribbis. Fine. Lo, we say no. We say no. No, no, that is not what they are arguing about. Maikum esse, what is the positive commandment? The Kroish Dara. I mean, it's not talking about where the ribbis was already collected. In that case, we'll say that there's nothing you can do about it. You don't pay back. There's nothing you can do about it. It's not talking about what was already collected. We'll say that it's talking about where the contract was already drawn up, but it was not yet collected. And what's the kum esse? We're saying the kroish tar, to tear it up. That's what we're saying, that they could tear it up and then they would not be chayv malchus. My kosover. So now, what do we hold? Ika sover shtar omid legabis kigobidomi. One second, we've seen there's a machlekes about shtara omed legabui legabus kigabui domi. A document that stands to be collected, is it considered like it has already been collected? So if you say that a document that stands to be collected is considered like it has already been collected, well then, v'avdui sarayu, well then they already, I mean, consider like they already collected it. And Rashi, what does Rashi say? Avdu le'isurayu, it's to the right, and maybe like 10 lines higher up. V'kri also havya ashavosu, and tearing it up, therefore, would be like returning it. V'im gavu namu, nami, hav mechayvele le'adure. And therefore, if they also collected it, then they would have to return it, right? So then it's basically, if they're saying that there's a kum essay, then it's basically, if we say that a shtar omid gabo skigabudam, it's considered like it is already collected, so then tearing it up is like returning it, and if they had already returned it, they would have to return it, so then we're basically saying that you have to return it. Ve'ilav kigabudami, and if we say shtar omid legabos is not considered like it has already been collected, well then halo avud velo klum, well then they didn't actually do anything wrong yet. So la'olim ksav shtar omid legabos lav kigabu domi. So really we hold that shtar omid legabos is not kigabu domi. It is not like it has already been collected. V'akamash malon, and what it's teaching us is deshuma milsa hi. That even just evaluating and saying like, okay, this is how much the loan is going to be and this is how much the interest is going to be is already, and any like shibud karkos and all that kind of stuff, would already is important, and that they have to tear up the document. This also makes sense. The Tanan that we learned in the Mishnah ve'elu over below saise, that the following people violate a mitzvah slo saise, a negative commandment. Hamalve, the loaner, ve'alove, and the borrower, ha'ariv, the guarantor, ve'aedim, and even the witnesses. What do the witnesses do? B'shlomo kulu avun maise. I understand what all these other people did, right? The loaner loaned, the guarantor, right, may have collected from the borrower paid, right? Meaning the loaner may have collected the ribbis, the guarantor may have also collected from the, if he guaranteed the money, so he may have then collected the interest from the borrower. The borrower paid the loaner. So, what did the witnesses do? Rather, apparently, just evaluating it and signing on a document, being part of, or even just being witnesses for the interest payment is a problem. So just evaluating itself, appraising itself is significant. Omer of Safra says of Safra, Koshilu b'dineim, that if in the Gentile courts, Mutzin milov lamava, they would take from the borrower and pay to the loaner, bidinenu, so in our halachis, machzirin mi malve lelove, the halacha would be that we would return from the loaner to the borrower. Kosheilu bidinayim ein motzi mi love le malve, and if in the Gentile courts they would not take from the borrower and give to the loaner, bidinenu ein machzirin mi malve lelove, we would not return from the loaner to the borrower. So, to back up a second, so when we say kol she'ilu b'dinei motziyim milov lamava, that when we said at the in let me start over. Amar Rav Safa says Rav Safa kol she'ilu b'dinei, if in their laws motziyim milov lamava, we would right, they would take from a borrower and give to a loaner, b'dineinu in our halachis machzir mimava lelove, we would take from the loaner and give to the borrower. So be'etzem, that's like Rabbi Elazar. Be'etzem, that's like Rabbi Elazar, right? That by ribis ktsutsa, that by proper interest, we would take from the loaner and give, we would give it back. Now called she'ilu b'dineim ein motzi milove l'malve, if in their halachis they would not take from the borrower and give to the loaner, b'dineinu ein machzirin mimave l'love, we would not return, we would not take from the loaner and give to the borrower, i.e., Ribister Abonon, we would not, right? Everybody agrees, right? Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan agree that by Ribister Abonon, we would not pay, you would not have to, Shimon would not be required to return it. But by Ribister Oraise, Rabbi Elazar would say that the loaner does need to return to the borrower. Omle Abayla Rav Yosef, this is Abayla Rav Yosef, v'chlalu, is this really like a general rule that can be applied everywhere? This is another example of one of those ribis sugas. We've already seen a whole bunch of, I think we've seen like most of the ribis sugas, right? We've said ribis ktsutsa, avok ribis, psika ala peris, right? That was like when you give advance for fruits. We're seeing now saw besaw. We've also seen saw besaw in the past. We've also seen in the past yeshlo, but it hasn't come up yet. I don't know if there are really any other concepts. I think that those are really the main concepts. I think, at least from the intro, that's what it seems like. So, where are we? Saw b'saw. Who can tell me what saw b'saw is? Saw b'saw is that if Shimon loans a saw of wheat to Reuven, and he says, okay, you know, pay me back a saw of wheat in a month, that's a problem because if the value of wheat goes up, then Shimon is getting more than he gave. So the Bidineim Motzin Milove Limalve, in there, right, by the Gentiles, they would have no problem with that, and the borrower would have to give that sa'ah to the loaner. Uvidineinu, but in our halachis, Ein Machzir Mimalve Lilove, we would not require the loaner to give that back to the borrower, even according to Rabbi Elazar, because it's avok. Ribis, it's ribis midrabon. It's ribis midrabon. It would be ribis d'oraisa. I think if the deal was that Shimon gave Reuven one saw and said pay me back two saws, I think that would be ribis midrabon if that was the loan. But here he's saying give me back. You know, he lends him one and says give me back one. But we're concerned. What if the saw goes up in value? That's avak ribis. That's ribis midrabon. And in that case. Even according to Rabbi Elazar, Shimon would not need to give back the ribis to Reuven. So here we have an example that by Dineim we would be motzi from the Lovet to the Malvet, but in Dineinu we would not be motzi from the Malvet to the Lovet. So Omar Lei, so Rav Yosef responded to Abaye, Inu b'toris pikodun also liyadi. The thing is that they don't actually view it as a loan. They view it as a deposit, right? Meaning they don't view saw b'saw as a loan with interest. They view it as one person is giving a saw, is depositing a saw of wheat with the other person, and that person needs to return it. So, meaning when Safra talks about the borrower and the loaner, that's that if they take from the borrower and give to the loaner, we would take from the loaner and give to the borrower. That's talking about loans. Loans where they would take from the borrower and give it to the loaner. But they actually view saw b'saw not as a loan, but as a deposit. That one person is depositing a saw of wheat with the other, and the other is returning that saw of wheat, but it's a scenario of a deposit rather than a loan. Omer Ravina Ravashi says, Ravina Ravashi, Vare mashkanta below nachyoso. Okay, if Shimon lends $1,000 to Reuven, Reuven needs to pay back Shimon, by their courts, right? So in the Goyisha courts, so Simon lends $1,000 to Reuben, and Reuben of course needs to pay back Simon. Now Reuben gives Simon a vineyard. He says, "Look, you know this vineyard is collateral." Now Simon is eating from the vineyard all along, which means that when Reuben returns. When Reuben returns $1,000 to Simon, Simon is getting back the $1,000 plus whatever he ate from the vineyard. So that's interest. Now we say that now in their courts, since Reuben was mishabed his property to the loan, so if Reuben were to take from the property grapes from the vineyard during that time, they would take it away from Reuben and give it to Simon, meaning he wouldn't be allowed to do that. They would take from Reuben and give it to Simon because they would say that's not allowed. And yet with us in our courts, so in our courts we would not right. We would, right, if we had Reuben and Shimon. So Shimon lent $1,000 to Reuben, Reuven gives Shimon a vineyard, and then Shimon's eating from the vineyard, that that's not ribis ktsutsa, that's not ribis midoraisa. Ribis midoraisa is that if Shimon lends Reuven $1,000 and says, give me back $2,000, that's ribis midoraisa. If Shimon takes a collateral, a vineyard as a collateral, and he's eating from the vineyard, and he doesn't deduct it from the price alone, i.e., you know, he's getting more than he gave. He gave 1,000, but he's getting back 1,000 plus whatever fruits he ate from the vineyard. That's avak ribis. That's ribis midorabanan, in which case, Shimon would not need to pay that back to Reuven. So again, so amalei Reuven le Ravashi va mashkanta below nachyoso. If Reuven provides a collateral of a vineyard to Simon, and Simon does not deduct anything from the loan for the fruits that he eats, so that's interest. And in their courts, they would not allow Reuben to eat from that vineyard in the during the time of the loan. And if he does, they would take it away from him. And yet, and they would give it to Simon. And yet, in our halachas, ein machzim imavel lelove. In that scenario, we would not make Shimon pay back Reuven for the fruits that he ate. So what's pshat, right? Because on the one hand, they're taking in their halachas, they take from the borrower and give to the loaner. But in our halachas, we're not taking from the loaner and giving to the borrower. So Amar Lei, Ravashi responds, Inu b'tor zabine osu liyadav. Again, they don't view that as a loan; they view it as a sale. That if Simon gave Reuben $1,000 and Reuben now gives Simon a field as a collateral, a vineyard as a collateral, they actually view that as a sale. That Simon gave Reuben $1,000 and he got a vineyard. And now when Reuben gives the $1,000 back to Simon, so he gets his vineyard back. But in the meantime, it's considered like a sale. So again, it's not a loan, it's considered like a sale, and Rav Safra is talking about loans, okay? He's talking about ribis. Okay, where am I? So Elo kol she'ilu mini, and because it's considered a sale, that's why he's allowed to eat it. It's considered his, he's allowed to eat it during that time. Elo kol she'ilu b'dinein deka'om Rav Safra mayos leshminu. So when Rav Safra makes his statement with if they would take it from the borrower and give it to the loaners, then we take from the loaner and give it to the borrower. If they wouldn't take from the borrower and give it to the loaner, then we don't take from the loaner and give it to the borrower. So what's he come to say? So this is what he's saying. In their courts, if they would take from the borrower and give it to the loaner, in our courts, we would take from the loaner and give to the borrower. Biribis ktsutso, that's by ribis midoraisa, uchad Rabbi Elazar, and like Rabbi Elazar. The Rabbi Elazar says that by ribis ktsutso, by ribis doraisa, we would take from the loaner and give to the borrower. Koshilu b'dineim ein motzin, b'dineinu ein machzirin, if in their laws they would not take from the borrower and give to the loaner, so in our court laws we do not take from the loaner and give to the borrower. Ribis mukdemes viribis mucheres. That's talking about a early ribis and late ribis. Meaning, if Reuven really wants to borrow $1,000 from Shimon, so therefore he says, you know what, Shimon, I'm going to give you this gift, you know, so that to make Shimon kind of more enticed to lend him the money. Or maybe after the money, after Reuven paid back Shimon, he then gave him a gift, you know, as like a thank you, which I guess is also some kind of ribis, because Shimon's getting back not just the money, but the money plus whatever gift that was. So in their courts, they would not enforce those. If the borrower never ended up giving this gift, they would not enforce that. And we also would not require the loaner to return it to the borrower. All right, friends. We're going to stop here because after this, I don't think that there's a stopping. Good stopping point for a while. So I think tomorrow is just going to be a really big daf. All right. I think we're just going to go straight. So yeah, we're going to stop here. Wow. Oh yeah. So we learned about today the machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yechanan about do you have to return ribis? Rabbi Elazar says that by ribis doraisa, yes, the loaner would have to return it to the borrower. And by ribis derabonin, he would not. Rabbi Yochanan says that both by Ribbis Daraisa and by Ribbis Darabanan, the loaner does not need to return it to the borrower. We also learned a very, very famous Gemara about V'chei Achicha Imach, Chayecha Kod Min Chayecha Chavercho, with the two people traveling and there's only enough water for one of them. That was pretty famous. And all right, peace out.